back to Condo Craze and HOAs. We're here each Sunday at 11 a.m. on 850 WFTL in South Florida. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again today with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Sachs PA. Eric is board certified by the Florida Bar and Condominium and Plan Development Law. The firm has offices in Fort Lauderdale and is available for appointment in Orlando, Tallahassee, and Nashville. We're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. We'd love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your condo and HOA questions, no matter where you are in the state. So give us a call right here in our studio, 877-850-8585. Again, it's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email Eric your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the Email the Show tab.
Hey, good morning, everybody. If you're a fan of the show and like to read our blogs and newsletters, just make sure to go to our website, condocrazeandhoas.com. Join our email list along with the almost 9,000 of you that are already on there. By joining each week, you're going to get announcements about the show, our blog, our free seminars. What a month or two ahead, by the way. Newsletters, updates on the law. By the way, our new newsletter will be out either tomorrow or the next day. Mm-hmm. Updates on the law and a whole lot more. And, of course, we do a new blog every single Monday morning for about the last 10 years now. That could be found at hoa-condoblog.com. Again, hoa-condoblog.com. Tomorrow's topic, pretty interesting. New law that's already just passed.
Mm-hmm.
New law protects law enforcement vehicles. And here's the hint. You can forget about trying to stop police cars from overnight parking in your community.
How? What do you mean?
Right. Basically, no surprise. For whatever reason, some associations think that it's a good idea to prevent law enforcement officers who live in their community and have the ability to take home their vehicles.
Right.
They classify it as a commercial
vehicle. I see, marked, right.
Yeah, and they don't want the police car staying overnight in the community.
You'd think that would be a good thing.
You would think, right?
Oh, my gosh.
You know what it is? Honestly, what it is? It's a snobby way of dealing with the police officers that live in your community. No, I'd rather see a Mercedes or a Jaguar parked there than a police car.
No.
Vehicle. It's, yeah, that's what.
Well, I thought maybe it was because if you allow that, then, oh, the guy with the plumbing car truck is going to be upset.
That's what they tell you. But the truth is absolutely the other way.
Wonderful.
And it's a absolutely snobby way of treating the law enforcement personnel that live in your community. I, for one, very much behind the law, very much behind
law
enforcement personnel. And if they're lucky enough to be able to take a car home, you know what? Please park that car in the house next to mine.
Yeah.
Pretty good chance my house is not going to get robbed if that car is next to me. So, yeah, but you have some nuts that were actually against it. So that's why that's the purpose of this law. So you can't prevent a law enforcement officer from bringing his or her car home. Absolutely insane. Hey, you know, along the crime-fighting front, by the way,
mm-hmm.
unfortunately, we have to start today with yet another story of corruption on the condo front. So check this out. The property manager of two Sunny Isles Beach condo buildings, police say, she pilfered hundreds of thousands in association money, and her name is Georgina Pineda. She didn't just funnel the funds to her own bank account. She gambled the money away. What else is new, right?
That happens a lot. At the
Mikasukis Casino, right? According to the court records. Amazing. She's 57 years old. She was booked into the Miami-Dade jail last Monday on her second criminal case, stemming from her time serving two luxury condos in northeast Miami-Dade, and she remained jailed as of last Monday.
And I think her lawyer says it's too early to tell how these cases will play out. Quote, she is actually a very nice woman, and the root of the problem lies in gambling and slot machines.
Yeah, you know what? I don't doubt
it. Is that an excuse? I mean,
no, of course it's not an excuse, but I don't doubt the fact that if you asked everybody in the community if she's a nice woman, they will all tell you yes. And that's how these things happen.
Mm-hmm.
When you put so much faith into one person, she's so nice, she wouldn't steal. Listen, you know, verify. That's the bottom line.
Right.
In 2017, she began her job managing the Eden Rock condo on North Bay Road. According to the Sunny Isles Police, she had access to the condo association debit card. Now, those of you who listen to the show, that should automatically trigger a question. What in the world was she doing with a condo debit card? Right?
I didn't think they allowed that.
That's exactly right. They're not allowed, Karen.
There you go.
You got to wonder if the directors at these condos took the actual course, right, where they would have learned that debit cards are illegal, or did they sign the stupid affidavit? And I got to tell you, I, for one, would love to know that answer. But sorry here, the directors of these communities, they had an obligation. They should have known that debit cards were illegal. And believe it or not, why were debit cards made illegal? You can't even make this up. For the exact set of facts in this case, they were being used, just like you said, Karen, to support gambling addictions on other occasions. It's
because
really,
you'd have to sign a credit thing, right?
Right.
And that would show that, yeah.
But again, we had situations in the past where directors were caught using debit cards, not at the Miccosukee Casino, but at the Hard Rock Casino. So these directors should have known that the legislature put a stop to debit cards. Did they know? Apparently not.
Yeah. So, and the other signs of corruption were in place as well. She waffled and continually made excuses as to why she was not providing accounting reports to the condo board. Oh, boy.
Yeah, exactly.
According to the arrest affidavit, Sunny Isles Detective Mitchell Glansberg says, quote, "We are going paperless." And he just kept telling the board's president,
"We're
going paperless.
We're going paperless. So you're not entitled to any verification of what's in the bank, how much money I'm spending. Yeah, we're paperless. Sorry, but you know, bottom line, the telltale signs were there. Once the accounting report stops from your manager or whoever's in charge of your books and records, the board should know. The board should have stepped in right there, reviewed the bank statements, and had their accountant review the bank statements. And it's apparent that didn't happen here.
Wow. So when she provided a spreadsheet, it was missing numerous transactions, including withdrawals from the Miccosukee Casino in West Miami-Dade. And according to the arrest report, she also transferred association money into her own independent business account. Remember, we had the one lady that had the checking account that was a slightly different wording.
Exactly.
That was a smart one.
Yep. And it wasn't until October 2019 that the condo association president finally got the bank statements and discovered, you ready?
Yep.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Wow.
According to the report. I'm sorry, it never should have gotten that far.
That's
you
bad.
Finally wake up and realize hundreds of thousands of dollars are missing. And when confronted, she admitted to him and the board members she had a serious gambling problem and asked for time to pay the money back. Absolutely insane.
So she wasn't done yet, though. So for the Eden Rock case, she's accused of stealing between $150,000 and $400,000. That's a big range.
That's a big number.
And then King David Condominium, another property she managed during 2018.
Yep. Amazing. And this is what happens. We know this time and time again, where there's no oversight by the board members themselves. They put all their faith into a manager who eventually robs them blind. And I'll tell you an interesting story, Karen. Last week, I was hired by some owners to attend their annual meeting because they thought the president/secretary/one-man show, they thought he was stealing. Right? So I'm asked to attend this annual meeting. And get this, when I get to the annual meeting, believe it or not, there's three detectives from my Metro-Dade already there. They were already following this guy. And they knew he was up to. And I got to tell you, I was actually thinking that the president's going to get arrested right there in front of the entire community at the meeting. And it didn't happen. But they're building their case, that I'll tell you.
Unbelievable. I mean, so when this happens and condos or HOAs are stolen from, what's the chances that they can get the money back from the actual people who did the stealing?
Yeah, basically, right, slim and none. Right. But from the actual people, very difficult. But here's the good news. OK, I want to read everybody Florida and condo law.
Who's on the hook for that? All the people that live there.
Yeah, exactly. But here's the good part for people that live in associations. Here's what the law requires. It says the association shall maintain insurance or fidelity bonding of all persons who control or disperse funds of the association.
Okay.
The insurance policy or fidelity bond must cover the maximum funds that will be in the custody of the association or its management agent at any one time. So think about that. You have a whole bunch of money sitting in a reserve account. You have a lot of money in your operating account. You better have an insurance policy that covers all of
that. But if I'm the insurance guy, it's mitigated by because they gave her a debit card.
You're right.
So therefore, they're not going to pay it.
Yep. And by the way, who has to be covered under this law? It includes but is not limited to those individuals authorized to sign checks on behalf of the association and the president, secretary, and treasurer of the association. And the association has to bear the cost of the bonding of the insurance policy.
Yeah, but
so
they're not going to pay it.
There.
Do you think they'll pay out if they did it again?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's exactly what this insurance says. If you can prove they're going to make you
if you did everything possible.
Yeah, you did what you could. And that you, by the way, if you really believe you were stolen from, we want to see that you submitted a police report.
Ah.
We want to see that, too. So, again, the law requires associations to have insurance in place to protect them against stealing from officers, directors, and anyone who is able to sign checks.
So is that something our listeners should be making sure that their association has?
Absolutely. You know, anyone serving on a board, you want to make sure that there's D&O coverage in case you get sued, and coverage for reimbursement should anybody steal the association funds. And I got to tell you, if anybody has any questions about any of this, give our good friend and one of our original sponsors of this show, insurance agents Mac and Waltz, a call on this. Pretty important stuff. Let's do this. Let's take our first break of the hour. Taking your calls on crime, if you would like, or anything and everything else going on in your condo and HOA world, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Never wait for that first drop of water to leak from your ceiling before you decide to check your roof. Once damage sets in, repairs become more expensive. Invest in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing and protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with our annual service agreements that prevent leaks, provide emergency service, and increase the life expectancy of your roof. We give you a realistic budget, so there are no unwelcome surprises. Our roof service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Visit our website at bestroofing.net.
Is your condominium starting to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Are pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making the building look ugly and putting your residents at risk? Are you in need of your 40-year certification for your building? If so, you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. After all, we're South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor and have been located in Delray since 1979. We know how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate. 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700.
Or visit the website cdri.net.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Welcome back to Condo Crazy Nation. HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Karen Curtis here with attorney Eric Glazer. He's board certified in community association law. He is the man to ask if you have any questions about your condo or HOA or your co-op, any kind of community association question. You get some free advice on a toll-free number, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. And you have some calls, sir?
Yeah, how about we go to an email first, okay? So someone in response to what we've been talking about. Eric, what should board members do if they suspect unethical behavior by the president? Okay, so you got to have more than I suspect, right? Because I can tell, you know, in almost 30 years of doing this, I don't know, I got probably 30,000 phone calls, right?
Right.
That say, I suspect my president is doing this. I suspect there's kickbacks. I suspect there's money. So you know what suspicion is? It means nothing. Okay, unless you have the absolute proof, you have nothing. So if you suspect, how about, you know, trust but verify? Go get copies of the bank records. Mm-hmm. Find out why these withdrawals are being made. Find out, get copies of the checks. Who are the checks going to and why? And then when you have the proof, I think you need to, what I would do is start with bringing it to the other board members. And if the other board members are just involved in it, are just going to whitewash it, then I'd step it up and I'd go to the association attorney. Because there's no question that the association attorney, if it's brought to his or her attention, no question they have an obligation to take a look at it and find out whether or not this allegation by the unit owner that this crime going on, if the attorney believes that there's proof there, the attorney should deal with it. The attorney should instruct the board, hey, you need to report this to the police. And if the attorney or the board won't do it, then that attorney has some decisions that he or she has to make, one of which is to simply walk away and not represent that association any longer, but put it on record. I am advising you. You now know that you've been stolen from. You have an obligation to report this.
Yeah, and good luck with some of the police departments that won't do anything about it.
Well, you know what? If you quite listen, I don't expect police departments to spend a whole bunch of time trying to put together your case.
Right.
It's difficult.
Right.
Now they got murders and rapists, you know, robbers to deal with. You know, not so much condo crime. But if you can serve it up on a silver platter for them and show them, hey, you know, obviously this is an easy one. Karen, you know, I've worked at many police departments.
Yeah.
And we've worked on many cases together and were able to prove that crime was actually committed.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can prove it up, again, go up the chain of command. Start with the other board members. That doesn't work. Go to the board. Go to the association's attorney. And if that don't work, can you yourself go to the police department? Of course you can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, let's take the first call of the day, Angela in West Palm Beach.
Angela.
How are you, Angela?
I'm doing well, Eric. How about yourself?
Okay. How can we help?
Hey, we've been tossing this. We keep getting the same feedback from our president. Quite a few residents attended your seminar here last month.
All right.
Great.
And they really got educated, and they were so thankful that you put that on.
That's wonderful.
And many attorneys that they spoke with said that we are a condo. And many attorneys said that, yes, our board of directors is under 718 and our CAMA board. However, our president keeps telling us they are not under 718.
If you're a condo, you are under 718. End of story. Okay?
Okay.
He talked to our attorney,
and our attorney says that they're not under 718. I don't believe he talked to the attorney.
Yeah. Why would your association attorney or president believe that you're not under 718? How old's your condo?
Our condo was built back in 1968.
Okay, so a problem, and I understand what they're saying. Okay, here's what they may be saying. Okay, that your condo was built in 1968. Florida Statute 718 didn't even exist at the time. And if you don't have the as amended from time to time language, the Kaufman language in your governing documents, then I understand what they're saying. The president and the attorney would be right that Florida Statute 711, believe it or not, that statute hasn't existed now for, what, 25, 30 years? I think since 1992. And believe it or not, you would still be governed to a large extent under Florida Statute 711. Now, some of the procedural statutes that exist in 718, like how to run an election, the type of year-end financial reports that you have to prepare, those types of procedures, those would still apply. You'd still be subject to 718 regardless of whether or not you have the as amended from time to time language. But a lot of the substantive laws, the laws that give people rights and take away rights, they're right. You would look to 7-11 for that. Now, you know the interesting part, Angela? Good luck finding Florida Statute 7-1-1.
Hmm.
Right? Hasn't been on the books, like I said, for what, 30 years? So good luck finding it. If you need a copy, we can get it for you. We have it in the office here. But very, very difficult to actually find it. But that's how confusing. You know, Karen, we talk about why you need to be board certified in this area.
Yes.
A perfect example.
Yeah.
Here's a condo that was built so long ago that picture this. You go to the statute books now, right? And you look up the condo statute. And here it is, right? But believe it or not, you have to know that this statute, even though it's on the books, does not apply to Angela's condominium because it was built before this statute was even made. And she doesn't have the as amended from time to time.
The other interesting thing is that residents went to your class.
I would love it.
And so if you're a board member, you should be listening to that, because if the residents know more than you do because you read the affidavits, you have a problem.
And you know what? And it's funny. Sometimes it works both ways, Karen. Sometimes I'll have residents come up to me after the seminar and they'll say, you know, I got to admit, I've been hard on my board, but now I see everything that they have to know. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
I think I need to be a little easier on them. I love hearing that.
That's good.
Thanks for the call, Angela, but I do understand where they're coming from. How about we go to Becky? How are you, Becky?
Hi. This is Becky in Margate, and we just had our annual election in February, and we had two buildings where we had people that are 10-year directors.
Yes.
And when, of course, you know, we had been hopeful that the new law that was invoked would be something we could cling to.
Yes.
And especially after the there were two cases that were put forth with Tallahassee, one of which they didn't win the 66% rule because they didn't have the language as amended.
Yep.
And the other one was as amended, and they actually overturned many things, but including the 66% rule. So if we feel like based on the election, we did win 66%.
Yep.
Do we have a case to go and dispute that election? And what would our chances of being able to make something like that happen? And where do we go to do that?
I would tell you that all of this looks like it's going to be moot.
Oh.
Right?
She's talking about term limits?
Yeah. He basically said that there's a new law that came out 2 years ago that basically said once you've hit eight consecutive years in a row, if you live in a condo and you've been on the board for 8 consecutive years in a row, if you want to run, you could still run. However, if you're going to run, you have to get 2/3 of the votes in your favor, or there has to not be enough interest and you win by default. Right? So when this came out, the question was, well, when do you start counting the 8 years? So my opinion on that was, of course, all prior board experience counts. And sure, and yes, the 8 years started 8 years ago.
Right.
Right? So when I came out with that opinion, sure enough, DBPR arbitrator comes out with the same opinion, right, but agreeing that the 8 years basically started 8 years ago and it's already in effect. And certainly you don't start counting the 8 years after the statute goes into
effect. I was going to say, right, yeah, why wouldn't you start from when
statute,
that went in?
Right, the statute wouldn't have any effect until 2026. So to me, that made no sense. Okay, so that was one thing I argued. Next thing I argued was, if there's no Kaufman language, if there's no as amended from time to time language, that wouldn't apply in your condo anyway. Why? Because this new statute would take away your right to run for the board in your 9th year or longer, and you didn't agree to that in your original declaration or your original bylaws. So without as amended language, it can't apply to you. Sure enough, arbitrator agrees with my decision in that. After all of that, Becky, right, and even though that you were right on everything that you've said so far, there is a bill pending in the Florida legislature right now, and by all looks of it, it's definitely going to pass. And what does the new law say? That despite what the arbitrators have ruled in their cases, the 8 years will start, year one is July 1st, 2018. So you can basically ignore all of this, until July 2026. Now, the truth of the matter is when the legislature passed this law 2 years ago, did they really intend to pass a law that first takes effect in 2026? Of course not. But this was done. You know, it's being amended now to keep the same people in power. And that's the bottom line. So I think it's ridiculous, this new statute that's about to come out, because 2 years ago it clearly was not the intent of the legislature that this new law becomes effective first 8 years from now. Never heard of a law that you would pass now to first become effective 8 years from now. Doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So what I would do right now is concentrate your efforts elsewhere. If you think you have the votes, if you want to remove people, then you do a recall. But to don't hang your hat on the new eight-year rule. All right, but thanks for the call, Becky. How about this? Let's take our bottom of the hour break. Great calls this morning. Yeah. Got me on my toes. Loving it. Keep them coming. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
Someday, you will need insurance, and for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Need an insurance evaluation, audit, or quotation for your condo association or homeowners association? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz. We insure over 800 associations, and we are the clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989. We write insurance on billions of dollars of property values. We are an independent insurance agency representing insurance companies which specialize in condo and HOA insurance. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your insurance program, call now 954-640-6225 and ask for Greg Waltz. 954-640-6225. Mack, Mack & Waltz Insurance Group. Let us protect your association.
Tired of the lousy quality and customer service from your current internet and telephone provider? Are your monthly bills continuing to go up while the level of service you receive goes down? There is a choice. Based in South Florida, OpticalTel is a fully integrated telecable company utilizing advanced fiber optic technology to deliver video, internet, and telephone service to condominiums and homeowners associations throughout Florida, all at a great price. OpticalTel has defined itself as a leader within the MDU marketplace, providing fiber optics in your home or unit. OpticalTel covers the entire gamut of video, internet, and telecommunication deployment within the condominium and HOA marketplace. Call us before you sign that long-term bulk contract. OpticalTel is the clear choice for video, internet, and phone from beginning to end. Call 1-800-30-FIBER. That's 1-800-30-FIBER. 1-800-30-FIBER. Or visit us at OpticalTel.com.
The second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer and Sachs. Don't wait till the end of the show to call Eric on this toll-free number and ask him any question that you might have about your condo or HOA, because right now it's a hot time. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585.
Okay, back to the phones. How about Bill in Del Rey? Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Bill from Del Rey. I live in a... I gated community, 1,400 units. The management of the association is permitting the emotional support dogs within the fenced pool area.
Hmm.
I called the health department. They said they spoke to them and about the Florida health code. When I spoke with the board, they said they were afraid of being sued, so they weren't going to do anything about it.
Okay.
What's my next step to get the code enforced?
I don't know.
Called the building department. They said they don't handle it.
Okay, Bill, here's the bottom line. Other than going in the water, that dog, that emotional support animal, is allowed anywhere where that unit owner is allowed to go, including the pool deck.
Mm.
Okay? The animal is simply not allowed in the water, but, and believe it or not, there's people that would argue that, yes, they are. But no, they are not. But they are allowed on the pool deck. If the association were to stop allowing emotional support animals or service animals on the pool deck, the association would be subject to and would lose a lawsuit. Okay? So
there's no difference.
You're barking up the wrong tree.
A service animal and the emotional support dog.
No, for all intents and purposes, it doesn't matter. They're allowed to go precisely where, again, they're not considered pets. It's like having a medical device with you.
But the service animal is like just you print the letter up.
They don't. By the way, we'll talk about this.
Okay.
But forget those fake printed letters and ridiculous websites that you register on. Yeah, finally, HUD came out with a memorandum of law basically saying you can ignore those. They mean nothing.
Good.
Okay, but in terms of trying to keep you the emotional support animals or service animals away from the pool, can't do it, not going to happen. The association can get sued, and the association will lose, Bill. So I'm sure that's not what you wanted to hear today, but I can tell you that's the right answer.
They can be required to keep them on a leash, though?
Absolutely, sure, unless by keeping it on a leash, it would prevent the service animal from actually performing its function, right? Obviously. So
okay.
by keeping the animal on a leash, it can't retrieve objects for its owner. It can't turn off and on lights, you know, open doors. Then, no, you would not be able to keep that animal on a leash. Okay? But the emotional support animals, yep. Okay? Thanks for the call, Bill. You know, it's unfortunate. I mean, you know, people are angry. That's the bottom line. They're angry that this has gone too far, and people have saved up money. Spent their life savings, perhaps, specifically moving into a no-pet community.
Right, right.
And it turned out that they have no rights whatsoever. You know, I don't have to tell you, we spoke about this many times on the show. It's even gotten to the point where Dade County, there's a case in Dade County, Karen, where Dade County passed a law that said can't have a pit bull in Dade County,
mm-hmm.
right?
And now they're allowing a service animal pit bull?
The commission, an emotional support pit bull.
Oh, my Lord.
Case goes to court, and the circuit court judge says, what do you want me to do? Federal law?
I was
going to
say, does that negate?
Yes, it does. It negated the county law that said no pit bulls. So this owner gets to keep their emotional support pit bull. Now picture this no pet community. Picture the next door neighbor to this person. Perhaps they deliberately sought out a no-pet community.
Right.
Perhaps they are absolutely petrified of dogs, right? Possible.
It's possible.
A lot of people
are. They are.
And lo and behold, after putting down the money on their condo unit, what moves next door to them? A pit bull. That's what they... Now, if they don't like it, move out.
Hmm.
Ridiculous, unfair, you know, it's
and I hate to think
way
when
out of control.
The grandkid shows up and gets potentially bitten, who knows?
Right, exactly. Remember,
then what happens?
You can keep your emotional support pit bull, but if you're in a 55-year-old community,
that's right, no
you
babies.
You can't keep your under-18 grandchild,
that's
right?
That's right.
That's how insane things are. You got to, like, you know. Okay, how about we go to, just makes you think, right? And how about we go to, is it Debbie in Bradenton?
Hey, Deb.
Brandon.
Oh, Brandon.
It's Brandon.
Oh,
hello?
Debbie and Brandon?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. How are you, Debbie?
Hi. My question is dealing with the as amended language. Our docs were written in 1984 before the 1992 statute with the as amended per 720 and all that.
Yes.
Our declarations, however, specifically state the declarations may be amended from time to time with a membership vote of blah, blah.
Right.
Since it's before the origination of the statute, may our docs be manipulated to the 1992 statute?
No. The bottom line is, again, you're locked into the laws as they existed before that statute if you were built prior to 92. Now, you raise a good point. A lot of people call me and they say, oh, Eric, we looked. We got it. It's in there. And I'm like, read it to me. And the section that they wind up reading to me says, our declaration as amended from time to time, our bylaws as amended from time to time. That's not as amended from time to time language. You need the Florida statutes as amended from time to time, not your bylaws, not your declaration. But people freak out when they see as amended. They think they're fine. They're not.
To our president, I agree with you on that. And our attorney says we can fine with a fining committee, and they're trying to start that now.
Absolutely.
And unless 100%.
No, they cannot. Okay, I can tell you it's my opinion.
Could.
Yeah, no way you can. Because unless your original documents subjected the owners to fines, right, for noncompliance, then no way, no how can you have fines in your community unless you amend your governing documents to either adopt the statute as it exists now or specifically allow for fines. There's cases on point that says when you subject someone to additional fines and additional penalties, that's a substantive law, and therefore you need to have the as amended language in your governing documents. So there's certainly something where I disagree with your current attorney.
Me too.
All right, good luck. You can quote me.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Let's do this. Let's take our final break of the hour. Keep the calls coming in, everybody. Love them. 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Is your home or condo looking old, worn out, and in need of a fresh look? Then you need PD Painting to paint your property and make it look like new again. PD Painting will first properly prepare your home and condo and then use only the highest quality paint products. After many years in the painting industry, PD Painting has achieved a reputation for always delivering a reliable and professional finish. PD Painting is fully licensed and insured and offers a 7 to 10 year warranty. Their technicians are expert craftsmen. Let PD Painting handle all the details and then sit back and watch them restore your property and bring back that brand new look and feel. Need a service call? PD Painting will be there on the spot. Need financing? PD Painting can offer that too. Call PD Painting at 888-416-3204. Again, that's 888-416-3204. Go to the website pdpaintinginc.com. Need painting done in your home and community? Contact the experts at PD Painting.
Here's Jeff and Jonathan from Sherlock Tree.
Do your trees on your property look like a mess? Are they unsightly and overgrown? At Sherlock Tree Company, we know you're tired of going from company to company, hoping to find the one that gets it. At Sherlock Tree Company, we get it.
I'm Jonathan, the head arborist at Sherlock Tree Company. We've been here in South Florida since 1974, serving the Tri-County area. Our entire team is first class. We are committed to the long-term health and wellness of your trees. Please call me or any one of our other certified arborists at 954-788-4000.
Sherlock Tree has state-of-the-art equipment that is ready for action the minute we roll up on your job and what you've hired us for. Our large staff does residential, commercial, and large HOA work for some of the most notable properties in South Florida. Whether it's trimming or pruning, tree removal, new tree installation, or even if you want a whole new look, Sherlock Tree won't quit unless you are completely satisfied.
Call me, Jonathan, at Sherlock Tree Company at 954-788-4000. Check us out on the web at sherlocktree.com. That's sherlocktree.com.
This message is for anyone who has taken on the important responsibility of becoming an officer or director in a homeowner or condominium association. It is also for the management companies who work closely with these caring people to make sure things are done the right way. Hello, I'm Gil Pomar, South Florida Regional President for Center State Bank, now the second largest bank based in Florida. Our bank, Center State Bank, has an amazing team of professionals who are exclusively dedicated to the homeowner and condo association market. Your job is not easy. There are repairs and new projects that need financing. There are legal and social issues that need to be understood. There are also technology and servicing issues that your residents want to be improved. Why not choose a bank that knows this business backward and forward? Why not have a local banker who will meet with you face-to-face whenever it is convenient for you or your board? Center State Bank has over 2,000 associations as customers for a reason. Please give us a chance to earn your business. Call Terry Russo at 954-633-1666 to make it happen. Center State Bank is an equal housing lender and a member of the FDIC.
Is your condo or HOA paying too much to heat the pool or spa? If so, now's the time to switch to geothermal technology with Symbiont Service Corporation. Geothermal technology with Symbiont Service is eco-friendly, green technology that harnesses the energy stored beneath the Earth's surface to heat and cool your swimming pool. Geothermal technology not only helps you reduce your carbon footprint, but rest assured, you can't beat geothermal for reliability and performance. It's even unaffected by air temperature. Best of all, Symbiont Service's geothermal solution heats like gas at a fraction of the cost and with a serviceable life expectancy of 15 to 20 years, which is 2 to 3 times as long as conventional pool heaters or more. And get this, geothermal technology by Symbiont Service can actually cool your pool in the summer months. Symbiont Service serves the entire state of Florida. Go geothermal now. Find out how Symbiont Service can heat or cool your pool and save you money. Call Symbiont Service at 800-881-4328. That's 800-881-4328. And to learn more about Symbiont Service and read the amazing customer reviews, visit geothermalflorida.com.
Segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I am Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer. He is a specialist in actually in any kind of community association law. In fact, he's board certified and he teaches what he knows to you for free.
Absolutely. Let's just run through it fast, Karen. I mean, our listeners certainly know by now. Mm-hmm. If you don't get certified within 90 days of getting on the board, you're off the board. Take our class. Just look today how many people are calling and say they took it, they learned. Yeah. And look how the show started with, to me, pretty clear that people didn't take the class in their
yes.
condo, wound up letting debit cards continue in their association.
There you go.
And the manager took all the association's money from the debit cards. So if you learned, if the board members would have attended and just learned that, Karen, right?
Yeah.
That debit cards weren't allowed. Look what they could have saved their association from, the loss of hundreds of thousands of dollars. So please take the class.
And residents take it too. So if you're on the board, the residents may know more than you. Aha!
Absolutely.
So March 3rd, 9 a.m., Miami Beach Convention Center.
What's that? Next week already, right?
Yes.
March 3rd. Wow, things just pop up on you.
Crazy.
After March 3rd, March 19th, Dave and Buster's in Hollywood at night.
Our
we serve
favorite.
Dinner at 5 o'clock. The seminar starting at 6.
And March 27th, Naples New Hope Church.
April 4th, Miami Beach again at the Miami Beach. No, this time not at the Miami Beach Convention Center. This is going to be at the James Knight Center.
Oh, okay, perfect. And then April 23rd, Tampa Convention Center.
April 28th, Broward at the Signature Grand.
All right, they're off 595. And then April 30th, right here in West Palm Beach. And June 4th as well, you're going to be at Orlando, right?
Yes, we will be at the Orlando Convention Center. So all over the state. No excuses, everybody.
Zero
Can't
excuse.
Miss it.
Yeah.
Come, have a, I promise you a good time is had by y'all. We really, really enjoy teaching you. We teach a lot. We don't even have to go through it today,
yeah.
Karen. They know what we teach.
Yep.
The phone lines are
yep.
blowing up. So, again, to register, just go to condocrazeandhoas.com, condocrazeandhoas.com. Who do we got? Joe in Plantation?
Joe in Plantation.
How are you, Joe?
Eric, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Your class last June, very informative.
Glad you liked
it. I mentioned to you, we had a development here that issued 2 3-year contracts to the management company without bids. And you mentioned to me, isn't there a statute that says if the management company constitutes 10% or more of your budget, that you really should bid this out
year? Believe it or not, there are exceptions to the requirement to bid. Certain things you don't need to bid out. One of which is the management company. You know what the other is? Lawyers. You know why? Because lawyers wrote the statute. That's the bottom line. So, no, when you hire your lawyer, when you hire the management company, when you hire your landscape architect, when you hire, I don't have the statute in front of me, but I believe when you hire your CPA, they are exempt from the statute. So, nope, you do not need competitive bidding. There are other things you got to look for in the management contract. Basically, there's a whole statute devoted to what must be included in your management contract, right? Specifically what they're going to do for you, how often they're going to do it, what the actual costs are. That all has to be laid out. But other than that, there is no requirement whatsoever, Joe, to bid out the services for the management company. I hope that answers your question. How about we go to George in Estero? How are you, George?
Eric, fine. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. How are you?
Just as a follow-up, you were very explicit about the as amended from time to time and whether it refers to the organization's governing documents or to the Florida statutes.
Yes.
So thank you. That sure. was actually one of the questions I had. Anyway, so my question is, typically a governing document, whether it's the declarations or something, will say a quorum as defined in some other governing document.
Right.
If there's really never any definition of a quorum, does it automatically default to, in our case of an HOA, to 720's definition?
Take a look. Well, yes, correct. If in an HOA, because now that statute was amended to say that a quorum cannot be more than 30%, right? So in an HOA, bottom line is if your documents say nothing, or if it says something in excess of 30%, then yes, I would agree with you, George. Then the default would be 30%. Okay, that's what you should. Definitely what you should go by.
Thank you. And are you ever going to offer a course in certified iguana control?
Right.
You and I have gone around.
Amen.
I've had a couple of times.
I'll tell you. I know. Remember, George actually got us those iguanas, and it is still a hot topic.
Oh God,
there's states still going around saying you could shoot them. You know,
you're going to hit them in the head with a hammer.
You know what? I couldn't do it.
No.
I just couldn't do it. You know, that's not me. I could never see myself killing an iguana. I don't care what it was doing. But some people can, and I guess
anyways, thank you again for all your advice and information. Superb.
Thank you so much, George. Much appreciated. How about we go to Rob in Deerfield? Keep them coming in, everybody. A few minutes left. 877-850-8585. Again, Rob in Deerfield. How are you, Rob?
Good morning, Eric.
How can you help?
My situation has to do with you commented on emotional support animals and service animals, and I've done some research and found there are ways to have them removed. It has to be done carefully and legitimately, but I made a few phone calls and I found that if the dog is a nuisance or endangering people in some way, and it's documented, I believe you must have at least three documentations of it, there's a possibility the police can come and remove the animal. This is all as we have a situation with a pit bull that I don't need to go into all the details, but has become a nuisance and it's going in places it probably shouldn't go.
Right.
And the language that's being passed back and forth between the owner and homeowners in here is just becoming a little beyond what it should be.
Right. Okay.
I wonder, can you comment on that?
Yeah, Rob, you're absolutely on point. You're 100% right. The bottom line is, if the animal at any time it becomes a nuisance to the community, it can be removed regardless of what you're going to call it. So, but here's the reality of the situation. Karen, you can appreciate this. If the animal is a true service animal,
right,
you can rest assured it will never become a nuisance, right? Because that animal is properly trained. Karen and I've said this a million times on the show. We've done radio shows with service animals at our feet.
Yes, you wouldn't even know they were there.
I got a real 2-second story. You tell this certainly at the seminar. About 2-3 years ago, I actually wind up doing a seminar in a hotel in Orlando. So I get to the hotel, and the manager comes out before it starts and pulls me aside. He says, Mr. Glazer, I hope this isn't going to be a problem. I'm like, what's the matter? So, well, it turns out that the room right next door to where you're going to be giving your seminar turns out to be a convention for blind people, believe it or not,
wow.
And it looks like there could be as much as 400 service animals right next door to the room that you're going to be teaching in. I hope it doesn't interfere with your presentation. And I'm like, you know, let's see what happens. Let's see how it plays out, okay? I do go and I do the seminar. You would not know that that there was a mouse next door. You wouldn't. I did not hear one thing. Now, suppose my conversation with the manager was a little tweaked. It went a little differently, and it said, "Mr. Glazer, we have a problem. There's going to be 400 emotional support chihuahuas next door." Right? Right.
Oh, boy.
Would I have been able to do my seminar? Absolutely not. So, again, on regards to your call, you can forget about a service animal ever being a nuisance. They're trained specifically not to be a nuisance. But do claimed emotional support animals sometimes result in a nuisance? Absolutely. Happens a lot. And here's what I tell associations to do. You know, everybody's walking around with phones on their hip that has the ability to record and video record. Mm-hmm. If you can take video of an animal, even if it's an emotional support animal, running, you know, off the leash, barking, right, sitting in the unit, barking, you need to record these things. You need to take advantage of the fact that the technology exists for you to actually make these recordings. Now, let's say you're a judge, right? Think about the judge sitting up there on the bench and the association comes in and says, this animal is a nuisance. Well, prove it to me. You know, show me that this animal is. If you don't have any videotapes, if you don't have any audio tapes, you don't have any pictures, then basically you go to court and, you know, you might have witnesses, but it's going to be, you know, who does the judge believe, right? So with all the technology that exists today, take pictures, take audio, take video, and typically these cases start out, by the way, in not so much in court, but it goes to arbitration. Same thing. The arbitrator is going to want to see proof. But, yes, if you can prove to the arbitrator, and I can tell you, we just won a case we've been fighting for probably 4 years, right? 4 years we finally got the problem under control last week where the owners wound up getting rid of the dog. And if I can tell you how much money was spent, how much money these defendants – spent litigating the case, and only when it got down to you're going to jail if the pet's still in the house. Karen, I'll tell you something.
Well,
Eric,
my intention for this call is to let people know that if you have a legitimate situation, there is a way to deal with it, and there is hope for something happening.
You are 100% right, Rob. We tell associations that all the time. Oftentimes, associations think no matter what, there's nothing we can do about it, even if the dog acts up. That's absolutely not true. It's actually a much simpler case. It's not a very difficult case, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. If you can show that the animal is a nuisance, that dog is biting somebody or defecating or urinating on the common elements or whatever it may be, or barking uncontrollably through all hours, it should not be an issue getting that dog removed if you can prove it. I don't care if it's got a cute little vest on it.
Getting that information out to people. Yeah. I just want you to know, as a board member, I recommended people tuning into your show.
Good.
And I'm glad we're speaking right now and the message is getting out, because I know certain people are tuning in and getting a lot of information. I want to thank you for that.
Thank you so much, Rob. I appreciate that phone call. Karen,
you have a great day.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you. A lot of nice calls today.
Yeah.
I'll say this, Karen. It's funny. If there's one thing that I learned while being engaged in this area of the law, believe it or not, people will spend more money trying to keep their dog in their unit than they will their spouse or their child. I'm telling you, you have no idea.
No, I do.
People, they will spend all kinds of money. But on that note, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for really an entertaining show today.
Love it.
Keeping me on my toes. Flattered, believe me when I tell you, flattered every single time that the phone rings. Can't tell you how much I appreciate it. And don't forget, if you need legal help off the air, you can give Glazer and Sachs a call, 954-983-1112. Again, 954-983-1112 during the week. And on that note, we wish everybody a healthy week, a happy week, a safe week. And we'll speak to you again next Sunday at 11 a.m. here on Condo Craze and HOAs. Have a great week, everybody. We
If your association has ever been through a major restoration or renovation project, you know it can be a complicated, expensive, and stressful undertaking. Noise, dust, unexpected problems, and that C word no one wants to hear, change orders. But it doesn't have to be chaotic. DSS Condo is here to help you through the condo project management process. Most projects go over schedule and over budget. Without an expert, independent advocate in their corner, associations are exposed to cost overruns, low quality results, and long-term disruption for owners. DSS Condo is Florida's leading association project management firm. They provide tailored, expert construction management services for all types and sizes of association projects, helping you maintain control of the chaos. DSS Condo now offers customizable project management packages that can be modified to meet your association's needs and budget, and now services Miami, Broward, Palm Beach, and Collier counties. Contact DSS at 305-985-3772 or by visiting dsscondo.com. That's 305-985-3772.